I'm Kyle Loebner, and this is our game preview for Yale at Butler on the College Hoops Pick and Rollout. It's the Bulldogs and the Bulldogs on Tuesday night as the class of the Ivy League heads to Indianapolis to face a power conference foe. The game tips off at 6:30 Eastern Time, and it's on FS1. Yale is a three-time defending Ivy League champion, and they're likely to be the best team in that league again this year. Ken Pomeroy ranks them as the 90th best team in the country, the only Ivy team in the top 100. They're 8-1 on the season, losing by 3 points at Colorado for the only blemish on their resume. The risk of being the top team in a likely one-bid league, however, is that they might get left out of the NCAA tournament if they get upset in the Ivy League championship. The only path around that is some big-time non-conference wins, and they're running out of opportunities. They play Butler and Kentucky this week in their last top 100 games of the season. Yale doesn't have a true big man, but their nine regulars are all between 6'3 and 6'8, which will create matchup challenges for some defenses. They don't turn the ball over very often, and they're good at taking good shots and forcing their opponents to take shots outside their comfort zone. They'll spread minutes around, but their top scorer is clearly wing Matt Noling, who's been averaging 17 points per game despite playing less than 25 minutes per contest. Butler has had an up-and-down non-conference run. They're 6-3 on the season, but have yet to extend a winning streak past two games. Last week they beat Kansas State in the Big East Big 12 battle, and they beat Tennessee Tech 80-66 at home on Saturday. Butler is an efficient shooting team, making the most of their opportunities from two and from three. They'll lean heavily on their starting five, who all play more than 30 minutes per game and score in double figures. They're vulnerable to turnovers, however, giving the ball up about once every fifth possession, and that's something Yale will likely have a game plan to exploit. There's also a risk Butler might overlook this portion of their schedule. In the first 16 days of December, they play just three times, and the other two teams are the weak Tennessee Tech program they beat on Saturday and the winless Cal team they visit on Saturday. It wouldn't be a shock if they're out of rhythm, but if they don't correct it quickly, Yale could pick them apart. That's our on-the-court preview for Yale at Butler on Tuesday. Up next, we'll have a look at the lines and trends on the College Hoops pick and rollout.
Hello everyone, I'm Ryan Stevens, and welcome to the pick portion of the pick and rollout for tonight's Battle of the Bulldogs, as Yale travels to Indianapolis to take on Butler at the magical Hinkle Fieldhouse. If you are a college basketball fan, let's face it, you're listening to a sports betting podcast, so you probably are. You owe it to yourself to get to Hinkle for a game. If you don't feel the goosebumps, I'm not sure you really are a college basketball fan or a human being for that matter. That place is absolutely fantastic. Butler comes into this one a 6.5-point favorite. They are 6-3 overall this year, 5-3-1 against the spread. They beat Tennessee Tech by 14 on Saturday in their last action. Butler 7-0 against the spread in their last seven following and against the spread loss. They have also covered in 8 of their last 10 home games against a team with a winning road record and 4 of their last 5 home games overall. They're also 13-5-1 in their last 19 games overall. Yale coming in, they are 8-1 on the season, 6-1 against the spread. Their last action also was on Saturday, a 5-point victory over Stony Brook. Yale has covered in 6 of their last 7 overall, as well as 5 of their last 6 following a straight-up win. They are 4-1 against the number in their last 5 road games as well. So give me Yale plus the 6.5. I think they keep things pretty close. Over-under in this one set at 132.5, opened at 132 even. Butler has gone over in their last 4 games following it against the spread loss. They've also gone over in 7 of their last 9 home games. However, they've gone under in 5 of their last 6 following a straight-up win. They've also gone under in 5 of their last 6 against a team with a winning percentage above 600. Yale trending quite the other direction. Under in their last 4 following it against the spread loss. Under in 9 of their last 10 following a straight-up win. Under in 6 of their last 7 home games against a team with a winning home record. And under in 15 of their last 18 overall. Give me the under 132.5 in this one, though I think it's going to be close, so don't flirt with that number just too much. Yale plus the 6.5, under 132.5. Thanks for joining us here on the Pick and Rollout. You can find more game previews, as well as breakdowns of the NFL, NBA, and top college matchups on the Sports Betting Stack. Search Sports Betting Stack on Apple, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts. I'm Ryan Stevens, and this was our pick and rollout preview of the Battle of the Bulldogs between Yale and Butler.